Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Okay, it's Saturday. What a wonderful day. The weekend is here. We really appreciate you tuning in first thing in the morning. I hope that you had a chance to go, of course, to us right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. By being Sunday morning, I want you to tune into a special program that we now have called Gospel Ipso. And that's made for all of those who need a little information and a lot of inspiration. We want to say thank you for tuning in. Of course, this is Sunshine Radio, 96.7 in St. Petersburg, and of course, around the world, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And your host, Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to thank you for tuning in again. We want to say that one of the things that we remember in our past is alliances. What does that mean? Well, it means that you have friendships, you have associations, you have those that you believe can help you and help others as you move through your day and your time, especially in supporting our veterans. We call it veteranization. All of us do it. All of us want to do it. We're all involved. We want to be a part of veteranization all over the United States and the world. What that means is, it no matter where you are, your veterans are the ones who stood for you when it came in a time of trouble. We want to honor them in every way we can. But we also want to make sure that they know that there are other alliances involved in making sure that whatever they need is available. American Veterans Alliance is one of those. And that's a VSO that steps up to the plate with organizing different alliances that make a difference. We want to know right now that one of the things that we're dealing with is this COVID-19 crisis. One of the announcements we want to make today, our president, Joe Biden, stood on the stage this week and said, now that one of the vaccines have been approved. And that means that the CDC and the government now has put a stamp on it saying it's safe and it's available. Make sure that you take part in that. Another one of those VSOs, which is an alliance, is, guess what? For our Latin people, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, Society for Hispanic Veterans. And we also reach out to our Haitian veterans. And again, don't forget that those are VSOs. One of our special VSOs that we always talk about, of course, is our relationship now with Wounded Warriors. And locally, we have Wounded Warriors Abilities Ranch right here in Pinellas Park. Don't forget, Wounded Warriors Abilities Ranch, of course, in Pinellas Park. We also have one of our organizations down there in the Miami area, and of course, in Tallahassee, and of course, in Jacksonville. That is, of course, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. They reach out for the whole state, and they're making sure that the international, especially in our area now, in the Tampa area, St. Pete, where you have a lot of different veterans, and we don't know how many of those people who supported us in Afghanistan will end up here. So let's say we have alliances, and we appreciate all those alliances, and step up to the plate. Of course, burial with dignity, one of those areas that we know is important in this day and time. Because of the COVID-19 problem that is being addressed in this country and around the world, but people are dying. So we've stepped up to the plate with an organization that you can go online, burialwithdignity.org, and look at some of the services offered. And we know that Lincoln Heritage has stepped up to the plate, and they're helping with the burial of dignity. We know that AAA stepped up to the plate. If you're traveling in and out of the state and across the state, look to AAA in Florida to get all the help you can. And especially for those coming down to deal with family matters. We say thank you for coming, and you are in paradise. This is Florida, and of course, you're in the St. Pete, Tampa area. Guess what? We're almost number one in everything. We got a Super Bowl football team. Of course, we got the Stanley Cup, and baseball is rocking the boat. So thank you for coming to our area, and especially those who are veterans who are looking for a new place to reside. Come to the Tampa Bay area. We still got homes and we still got places for you. And we've stepped up in a big way in helping our disabled veterans, our veterans looking for help in residences. We have a place called Duval. Look for them. And Duval is a resident just for veterans who need help. And they are doing a wonderful, wonderful job. We know that there's a lot of other things that we're looking at. Homes for veterans. Homeless veterans resources. That's something that we know that we're having to deal with because we're in a warm climate. A lot of people from the northern states who are looking to get out of the cold weather are coming to, of course, Florida. We have emergency financial assistance services right here in the homeless veterans resources in Pinellas County. That's right here where we are. We want to read off a list of some of the places that you can get these services. Florida Veterans Foundation, VFW, and of course, has helped in a lot of areas, of course, with some of the housing situation, but it starts with finances. So don't forget, you can get emergency financial assistance, of course, Homeless Veterans Resource Guide right here. We do have places for employment. Career Source, Pinellas County. I'm going to give out a number for them because they have a couple of offices. But call the 727-524-4344 number. 727-524-4344. And that brings into our Clearwater office, St. Petersburg office, and of course, Bay Pines. They will reach out and help you. VA Vocational Rehabilitation Services. Man, that is what we're going to be using quite a bit of here, and we want to know that they are available right here to help you. Of course, when it comes to food, we are in a food paradise. A lot of people think of our coastline cities, the great cities of Miami, and of course, Palm Beach and Naples and St. Petersburg, all of these coastal cities, Jacksonville. You got to remember, we have beaches. But more than that, we are a farm state. We forget that we do more sugar, oranges, pretty much anywhere else in the country outside of California. And our oranges are better. Okay? So come on down here and understand that there are a lot of areas that are still farm country in Central Florida. So we don't have a problem with food. Department of Children and Family Services make sure that they help you out with whatever it's food stamps or areas where you can go get pantry food. It's also available. RCS Food Bank, and that's in Clearwater. Be sure that you look out. There's extra stuff for food. Now, I'm going to take a break right here, and we're going to go on forward with our resources, but I'm going to be talking more about housing. So stay with us. Come right back, and we'll be talking about housing.
Yo, what is your boy Spirit and Destiny on the track?
Destiny drummer, Mr. Chris Taylor.
Wagwan, yo, one time, man.
Soy de aquí, como el coqui.
Hello there, we're back. Glad to have you here. And of course, you're in tune to us Saturday morning, 96.7 FM, right here in St. Petersburg, where we cover the whole county. And because you're in tune to Keith, the boss of the beach, and of course, we're on WVETOnlineRadio.com, broadcasting to be sure that you get everything you need, the whole state and the whole country and the whole world. Of course, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're going to be talking more about a couple of things that I think you might be interested in. Born to Battle, Marine Corps veteran, Billy Mills, Olympic gold medalist. We want to say thank you for what you did this year. And of course, to the young lady who won the shooting contest, we want to tell everybody it's all about all that we can give the world. This is United States of America. And of course, we're talking to you live on radio. A lot of people that begin to talk about radio is gone, but radio has made a transformation. And guess what? We're here to stay. Radio in the top 10 things that were ever created in the world, radio is number two. The internet's number one. But for 40 years, radio dominated the world. And we're coming in a new way. We have podcasts. Okay? We have different ways to find radio. It's no longer just that tower sitting on the side of a hill, but it's now included on your internet. So go back to radio. You no longer have to worry about just a dial in your car. You can get internet radio in your car. So not only Sirius, XM, and a lot of other new applications that's available, please tune back into radio. Information, entertainment, fun, education, and all that comes with it. We want to thank you for tuning in again and say, guess what? This segment that we're talking about, we're going to be talking about housing. One of the things I want to mention is the new little mini houses. There are a lot of companies coming out with those little small homes. And there's a company who stepped up to the plate and have taken containers, which a lot of people think are rusted and gone and thrown away in many places. They're now being converted to small homes. Believe me, there is a container company out there right now that are saying, we are here to help. And they're stepping up to the plate. We want to say, look at some of those container homes. They are making a difference. Now, housing. And I'm only going to be talking today about the housing in our area mostly. We know that we still take care of the rest of the state. And some of the housing that we have here can go anywhere in the state. But if you're in the Pinellas County area, you're in St. Pete area, the homeless veteran resources, one of the things they talk about is housing. VA Bay Pines Homeless Services. VA Bay Pines Homeless Services. They are there to help guide and direct you. And our favorite place, of course, is Duval Park. And of course, vets are welcome all the time, especially our disabled vets. They have housing available. It is a beautiful area to go to. Feel free to call them, 727-522-1400. And the reason I'm giving out that number is they are dedicated to veterans. If they are full, they will direct you to some of the other locations that might be able to help a disabled veteran. We want to say that our disabled veterans is a primary part of why we're here. Our veterans who are doing well, who came out of the military, who had a good background, who followed through, they went back to school and got reeducated, represent most of the veterans in this country, all the way from World War I to this day. World War I veterans are all dead and gone. But a lot of veterans from the other wars are still around. And most veterans are doing well. We don't want everybody to think that all veterans coming out of the military services are disabled. A lot of them are not. And they are doing their best. There is a program called Vets Helping Vets for Life. Out of Carolina, but they do work here in this area as well. And I'm going to be talking more about them as weeks come. Vets Helping Vets for Life. If you hear about them, call them, text them, email them, Facebook them, and let them get back with you if you happen to have a situation where you need some help. Veterans Helping Vets for Life. What a name, but also what a service. Now, another one of the places that we have in this area is, of course, VA HUDVASH. VA HUDVASH. Now, we want you to know that that's one of the organizations that not only help represent veterans, but they also help put together programs. So if you happen to be one of those people who say, listen, I got a house that my mother had and she's gone, I'd like to turn it into a veterans home like some other people have done. Call HUDVASH. They'll reach in and make a statement and help you. Don't forget, one of the oldest in our area has been here for years helping with housing. And what I mean by housing is maybe you found a place, but you don't have all the furniture you need. You don't have a clock to hang on the wall. You don't have some dishes. You know where to go. We've been going there for years, and they still are here, and they do very well. Salvation Army. Salvation Army, St. Petersburg. We got a couple of locations here, but both of them do what they can, not only to help you get some of the things you need, but also to help you if you happen to have a family situation. Salvation is their own army. It's one of the only locations that will take in a complete family. So don't forget about them. Another one is the Boley Center. I love the Boley Center. I don't happen to live far from them, but I want to say that the Boley Center has really proven that they do a lot to take care of our veteran community, and they are always looking for people to help. Another one, and we know about this organization because what they've done to help veterans is well known all across the country. A very big office right here, Catholic Charities. Those two organizations, I don't know if I can hear that rattling, but it sounds like we got technical situations. But we're going to continue on here because I'm gotten down to Center of Hope. And that's on 15th Street. I want you to know that when you talk to the Center of Hope, they do more than just talk about housing. They do a lot when it comes to the other services that we need to take care of our veterans. Again, Pinellas County Housing Authority. They do what they say they do. They're an authority on housing, where you can go, where you can get help, where you can do all the things you want, whether you're single, just a vet, doing your research, and getting back into the system. We want you to know that this organization really does go beyond that. And what I mean beyond that is beyond just finding the house, but helping you furnish it and helping you step up to the plate, take care of it. Again, I want to touch on a little place that happens to help our ladies. St. Petersburg Free Clinic Women's Residence. St. Petersburg Free Clinic Women's Residence. Boy, they have gone out of their way to make sure that the women are being taken care of course, right here in our area. And again, when you look at our area here, it now represents the whole state. Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, of course, we got right across the bridge, Tampa Bay, with all of our surrounding counties that have stepped up to the plate. We have a lot of activities that we'll be talking about coming up in October with stand downs. We know that the stand downs have now reached a level where they're important to those homeless veterans throughout all of the state. But in our area, because of our great Air Force base here, MacDill Air Force Base, which has been the primary place for this last 20 years of war, are now receiving a lot of those returning veterans and possibly a lot of those Afghanistan people who helped us in that war, who are now having to relocate. And a lot of them will be women. So now, here we go. Survival Skills for Women workshops teach women basic day-by-day life skills. The skills will help you learn how to better manage your household, your money, your health benefits, your behavior, your education for your children. They will help you gain the confidence needed to take charge of your life. And we do that, of course, with Keeping the Promise right here. Department of Veterans Affairs Readjustment Counseling Services. Man, we want you to understand that counseling is a major part of what we're doing. 10 workshops included. Personal health, assertiveness. Learn about every woman's Bill of Rights and how to stand up for your self-skills, self-help programs, skills that respect the rights of others, and especially women who are out here now having to make a readjustment back into civilian life. Nutrition. Because you were in the military, you had regular food that you got automatically. You didn't really have much of a choice unless you left the commissary. But nutrition is a major part of your readjustment plan. How do you find the good foods for you? Learn about the food guide pyramid and how to plan for and serve healthy meals and snacks. Learn what food labels mean and how to get the most for your money. You're coming back into a society that has now stepped up to the plate and said, we support vets too. But there are little things that you got to do to make sure that you're healthy, and nutrition is a part of it. Another thing in the workshops that they provide, of course, is money management. Learn how to do simple monthly budget and to improve shopping skills and spending habits. When you go to Survival Skills for Women at Pinellas Opportunity Council Incorporated, that's one of the areas that we know are very important. In this new change that came with COVID-19, I had a veteran tell me something that he saw. He said, COVID-19 is just a part of a readjustment made for our economic standings on the world stage, and especially here in America. We now have to step up and rebuild our work skills. There are going to be a lot of things that's going to change. It's going to be a lot more computer jobs. It's going to be a lot more jobs going to be because we're looking at the center part of this country. What are we doing to rebuild our bridges? And what are we doing to rebuild our highways? And what are we doing to rebuild that? We're going to need a lot of those Army Corps of Engineers, Marine engineers, the Navy people on the coast that's going to help rebuild the infrastructure of this country. And that's one of the things that we talk about. Child management, and that is directly related to spouses. All spouses now aren't women. A lot of the soldiers who are coming back are the women veterans, and the men are going to be in charge. Child management. Learn different ways to manage your time with your children. It's simple. Time management. Legal rights. Learn steps to take and prevent other legal problems that you have. Again, there is a whole workshop that talks about that. Community resources. Discover agencies and resources within your own community to learn how to take advantage of these services. And we're talking about a lot of services. You know, if you're in the state of Florida, not only do you have a lot of food, okay, whole lot of food, but you also have ways to manage that food distribution to make sure that every month you have what it takes to take care of your food needs and your children. And again, veteran families who are coming home are going to be learning more about these things that are making that big difference. We want you to know that it does make a difference if you're healthy and if you're feeling good about yourself. One more, re-entry employment. Re-entry employment is something that all of us need to look at to support those who are re-entering our great society, who may have just come out of the military. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. We here at WVETOnlineRadio.com, and of course, Keith, the boss of the beach, want to say thank you. And that those things that we want you to know is, before you just jump out here in this, take time to do re-entry employment studies. Think about what you want for your future and how to go about getting it, and scholarship, schooling, finish your training needed to get the job you want. Please do not take too long to get into that part of your reentry. What do you want out of the future? What do you want out of life? And as a veteran, we know you're equipped. You've been trained. You've been guided through the military to have those nice characteristics that make you a really good employment prospect. Don't forget what you just heard here, Pinellas Opportunity Council, survival skills for women. And I want you ladies to please jump on board, get your husband, your boyfriend, your brother, your father, and say they have stuff just for us. And it is a nonprofit community agency. They're there to help because they want to help. And I guess we know that as you listen to radio, it's more than just music. We want you to know that we love our music. We love our entertainment in this area. And I want to tell everybody, if you're downtown St. Pete, guess what? We're getting ready to be the entertainment capital of the five surrounding counties. We know that you can go to Tampa. It's not big enough anymore. You got to come to St. Pete. And this is Pinellas County. We want to thank you for tuning in, of course, to our best radio. That's 96.7 FM. And Radio St. Pete Online. Tune in. Join us. If you happen to be downtown St. Pete and you love some of the stuff we're doing, don't forget, sports is a big part of this community. And we now carry sports. We now carry gospel. We now carry everything. And if you're in tune to 96.7, it's jazz. Please. We've lost a lot of jazz in the Tampa Bay area, but this radio station has picked it up. And we do jazz and blues. And guess what? Caribbean music and international music. And we specialize in our local music. And we want to salute a couple of our local artists, and especially this one coming up right now, a young lady who's been doing music for quite a while. And she does it based on the Latin sound. Guess what? She is something else. And when I say something else, I want you to listen to this. Destiny drummer, Oh Na Na. Saturday morning, WVET Online, radio.com, presented, of course, by 96.7. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach, saying thank you. And a shout out to our team member down there at Soundcheck Studios. We appreciate all of you. More music, more to come.
Soy de aquí, no voy coquín. Sin mil fronteras soy más feliz. No soy Bad Bunny ni Ivy Queen, pero contigo lo bailo. Baila conmigo, se baila así, porque contigo soy más feliz. En Puerto Rico vamos a vivir y como el coquí cantaremos. Yo quiero que me quieras como yo quiero que me quieras. Yo no soy nueva, soy de la vieja escuela. Si no me toca más nos vamos abajo la escalera. Nos afincamos del besito de novela. Es que tú sabes, yo no quiero más problemas. Te monto pa'l trabajo, pa' casa de tu abuela. No soy princesa ni tampoco una reina. Yo soy la jefa, boricua de pura cepa. Oh na na, oh na na. 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 Nos fuimos, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na.
Don't worry, girl, I'll be right by your side. We gon' dance all night, just come close, hold me tight. Yo. Yes, you are my beauty girl. Yes, you are my beauty girl. Yo. Dancing with my favorite girl, the night is young. Yo. So, me never gonna let you go. I be right here, girl. Blaze it. You put me in a serious mood, girl, you know it's true.
Mamacita, mamacita, I'm on to mamacita, mamacita. I'm on to
oh, oh, na 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 na. Oh, 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 na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na.
Tune in again, 24/7, WVET, onlineradio.com.